something that rocks.
Well, good morning, 6:39, Brock Hunter.
What's up, kid? Have a good weekend.
I did. It was a very nice weekend at home. Got some stuff done around the house. We were lazy for a bit, you know, watched some movies we've been meaning to watch. Yeah, I don't think we left the house from Friday until this morning. So we're keeping that stay home, stay safe on lockdown, man.
There you go.
Got to do our part. So I played a lot of video games, too. I'm not going to lie. I just was like, I might as well get caught up and got a few levels done.
You need some rollerblades or you got a bicycle?
No, I don't, because I'm a grown-ass man.
Grown-ass men ride bikes.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Yeah, if they race them like Lance Armstrong. But besides that, I drive a car like a normal person. And did you just ask me, do you have rollerblades?
Yeah.
Did that question come out of your mouth? Hey, question for you. Do you have rollerblades?
I swear to God, if you're going to bust on rollerblades coming up, I will leave this show. I will straight up turn my basement lights off.
I will quit. If you dare say one thing
about rollerblading, that's all it's going to take. No, you should get rollerblades. I don't even know if you can get rollerblades anymore.
I don't think they make them anymore. I'd have to buy used ones. I'd have to buy used rollerblades. Yeah. And I'm sure I could probably find some pretty sick ones.
See, and then if you're too manly to get on a bike, then you can have Kiki tow you. You just put a rope on the back of her bike. It's like Napoleon Dynamite, kind of.
Okay, that I'd be on board for. That I'd be on board for.
See?
Let someone else, you know, pull me around. Because I don't feel like doing all the work now at this point. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I don't know. We'll see. I just love it. So do you have rollerblades? Yes. Hunter, how long have you known me? What is it going on 4.5 years now? Have I ever once mentioned my sweet rollerblades that I take out?
No, but by chance, I you know, they might be hanging up in the garage.
It's true. But you don't know till you ask. You don't know.
I don't know if he hits sweet jumps, bro. I have no idea.
Check out these blades, bro. Check them out.
I don't know if you've been grinding rails with this quarantine or not.
I'm going blading, bro. I'm going blading.
You know, every time we walk out of the radio station, those two rails. Like every time we walk out of there and I'm walking with you, I'm like, what do I say? I'm like, yeah. I wish I had my soaps on.
I wish I had my what are those Heelys?
The Heelys.
Grind these, bro. I grind these so hard, bro. Oh my God.
Bro looks at me. He's like, what are you, seven?
Yeah, you're seven. So to answer your question, I digress. To answer your question, no, Hunter, I do not have rollerblades.
That's too bad.
Let's do your rock news and rock history.
That's too bad.
Here's your Plan B Morning Show Rock News with Brock and Hunter.
As always, your rock news and rock history brought to you by Honor Credit Union. Honor Credit Union.
Come be part of it.
Well, comedian Bill Hicks once said, Keith Richards is shooting heroin into his eyeballs and still touring. All right, I'm getting mixed signals. I picture nuclear war and two things surviving, Keith and cockroaches. Man has been through it all. Oh, someone had the right idea when it came to Keith and the coronavirus by creating a meme showing the four members of the Rolling Stones, but only one, Keith, without wearing a mask. Keith has survived years of drug addiction, alcohol, not to mention a fall from a tree that resulted in brain surgery. So it's probably no stretch that if, you know, say, God forbid, he does get corona, he'd probably survive that too. I've always thought that. You look, it's like, man, how should you be alive? It's nuts. The amount of dope you put in your system and booze and cigarettes, it's insane.
How do you think he feels about it? Because I know he hears it. I know he sees the memes. I know he sees it all.
He probably is like, yeah, you can't kill me. I'm indestructible. He probably laughs it off like I would, you know?
It's probably not good for his addiction, you know, thinking that.
See, I think reading somewhere that he did quit smoking before. So they were supposed to have a tour here in 2020, and Keith said that he quit smoking. And I'm like, what? After all, why now? I mean, I feel like at this point, that's not going to.
It's probably what's going to kill him.
Yeah, your body knows how to handle smoking. And again, I'm not justifying smoking, but for him, it's like at this point, your body is so used to it. I think you're going to throw off your internal running mechanism. Like the lungs would be like, "What's what the hell is going on?"
You know, we're no doctors, yes. but I would say, "Hey man, just lean into it."
I mean, we're about as much as a doctor as Dr. Oz, but still, as much as a doctor as Dr. Phil, but still.
I mean, I have Google. I am qualified.
Give it a shot. All right. Well, we'll see what happens. And it's funny. I know we got to find sometimes the funny things going on right now, and that made me laugh. Well, I hate to end on sad news, but members of the music community were saddened Friday when it was announced that Rock and Roll Hall of Fame singer Bill Withers had died on Monday, March 30th, from heart complications at the age of 81. If you don't know Bill Withers, a legend in the R&B, the music community, I won't even pigeonhole him, his major hits Ain't No Sunshine, which is amazing, Use Me, Lean On Me, and Just the Two of Us to just mention a few. So he really was a legend, 81, and finally succumbed to heart complications at that age. So you can go on Twitter, search Bill Withers. There's a lot of artists. Joe Walsh, who else? A bunch of guys. Sammy Hagar, we're all putting stuff up. People that have worked with him throughout the years. So rest in peace, Bill. We're going to miss you, man. That's your rock news. Let's do your rock history.
On this day in rock history.
On this day in rock history, there's not a lot. I was going through. Here, we'll go with this one. on this day in rock history, 1973, Queen signed their first recording contract.
There you go.
I'm a big fan of Queen. Especially, yeah. Have you seen that movie yet?
I haven't, no.
Oh, my God. You need to see it.
It's a stupid movie.
Oh, my God. You know what? Are you mad because I said rollerblades are stupid?
No, I'm mad because you said it was going to rain today. That's why.
What is it? You know what? I hope it does rain right when you're out on a bike ride going to look at rollerblades that someone posted on Craigslist. I hope it just pours and your electric bike electrocutes you. I hope happens.
Come on.
That's your rock news and rock history brought to you by Honor Credit Union.
Come be part of it.